you doing? Yay. It's 99 Buzz, Pisano and Sandy.
Hello, Monday. What's up? Hello, Sandy Waters.
Hello. Hey, I want to give a shout out to somebody who listens to the show. They say every day at this time.
Really?
My good friend, Tariq.
Tariq, what's up, Tariq?
Went to college with Tariq. We celebrated our Kaz. If anybody knows Kaz, he works at SUNY Brockport. Well, no longer. He retired. So it was his big retirement. Yeah. He was a professor. He pretty much had an influence on a lot of people in radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So he was like the communications.
He's pretty well known.
Yeah. He was like the dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations
so
to Kaz. And what's up, Tariq? Thanks for listening this morning. Totally looking at cloudy skies today, passing shower this morning. We're looking at heavier showers by the afternoon, and there's a flood watch or something like that in effect. We'll get more into that once I find more about it, but it'll be about 75 degrees today. Not bad. Not bad. Yeah. Turned out nicer this weekend than I thought it would be.
It did. You know? I know. Saturday was fantastic. Even though during the week they were calling for rain, no rain, rain, no rain. That probably messed you up if you were hosting a party or any of, you know, the like Fairport Canal days.
Sure, yeah.
The organizers were probably like, oh, geez, come on.
But, you know, as it gets closer, you know, it's a giant fluid
thing.
But
even up to the day before, they were like, yeah, rain, no rain, maybe rain.
No, no, day before, on Friday, they're like, it's changed, it's going to be a great weekend.
Okay, well, I kept seeing everything all over the place.
Yeah.
And that is hard and stressful to plan your graduation party outdoors or birthday party, whatever you got going on in your life.
Right.
That is so freaking stressful.
So, So I've got James Taylor tickets to give away this morning. He's coming to CMAC at the end of the month. I was like every day I write down a little on a piece of paper, like the date and stuff like that. I'm like, man, we're halfway through the year already.
Okay, we don't need to be going there.
I'm like, wow.
Don't you be counting down the days to Christmas like you love to do.
I'm like, 6/9 is today. I'm like, wow. Yes. Huh. We got, 12 months. We're in the sixth month. I'm like, wow.
That's how he does it, too. When he writes down and he has this aha moment, he does say noises like that out loud.
Yeah. Huh. Who knew? I want to wish while we're giving shout-outs, happy birthday to my son, Anthony, whose birthday was yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. What did you do for Anthony?
26. How old is he now? 26. He came up to, I call him, like, hey, what are you doing Sunday for your birthday? He's like, I'm driving to Maine with my cousin and a couple of friends. We're going to camp out for a week. I'm like, oh. Okay, so what are you doing Saturday? He's like, nothing. I'm like, do you want to meet me at the camper? And we spent like a dad Sunday.
Ah,
it was fun.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
He
helped
me
do stuff. Yeah, he came up. We drove.
You can't put him to work. It's his birthday. Oh, you are a terrible person. What? Hey, come up to the camper so we can bond. Oh, by the way, while you're here, let's do some work.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
He offered. He's like, Dad, I know you cracked your ribs. You doing that? I said, I'm like, well, if you can help me get the umbrella in the car, that'd help. So he did. I mean, that wasn't work. There was
more than umbrella in the car. Don't water it down now. What else did you have him do?
That's it.
You
it's a big umbrella, and it has four big, like, heavy things, like, that weighs it down.
All right, if it's just the umbrella in the car, I retract my judgment.
Yeah, man.
But it kind of felt like you made him do more.
No.
Is the umbrella up?
Yep, we got it up.
Okay, so he probably put it up.
We put it up.
You got some cracked ribs. You ain't helping out.
I held on to it, and he just put the things on for me.
He put the four. Come on. Be honest.
Would you stop? This is so fake. You're trying to goad me. Now, don't do this. I want to get to the point about my birthday present.
Oh, what's the point of the birthday present?
Oh, sorry. Too late. We're out of time. We'll be right back.
There is no point. He made him work.
No, it is. Here's the funny thing. I was going to go get a birthday card and stuff like that for him. But he's like, Dad, I got out of my appointment early. I'll be right there. I'm like, so I wasn't able to get him a birthday card.
So that's the grand finale of the story? You dropped the ball and made your kid work?
Yep,
that was
much.
Great. Oh. That made it better.
All right. Have a nice day.
98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy. And we got clouds, but we're good. We don't know. Is it clouds or is it just smoke?
I know. Okay. Yeah. What are you going to do? We're not supposed to. The air quality is at That's what they said. Yeah. Official. And now what are you going to do? You got to go outside. You only have so many good days to go outside.
Not saying
do you
don't
stay
go outside,
inside?
Are they saying don't go outside?
Well, they are. If you, you know, if you're susceptible or what, you know, a certain population that, you know, needs to be extra cautious. Today's
right.
the day to be extra cautious. But
right.
that really means there's bad stuff in the air and really none of us should be breathing that in.
It's the California or no, the Canadian wildfires that are happening, that are drifting over us and giving us an amazing sunset. I took one the other night, Saturday night.
Oh, a picture of the sunset?
Can
I always wonder. Aw, that's so pretty. I always wonder, there are a lot of people who have that kind of picture on their phone. Tons of those kind
oh
of pictures on their phone. I should say you are one of them.
Yeah.
But what do you do then after with all those pictures?
I do not know. I've captured.
Like, to go back and be like, you know what? I feel a little nostalgic. I'm going to go back to 2 years ago. What was the sunset like then?
I know. We take pictures and they never really. I mean, you remember. It's more like not the picture itself, but it's like you remember the feel that when you took the picture. It's kind of like a reminder.
But then you're enjoying the sunset through the lens of your phone. So it's like you're not really even appreciating it. You're trying to.
Oh, at the moment you're taking it?
Yeah, you're trying to appreciate the moment by taking a picture, but a picture that you're never going to see, but yet you appreciated that moment through your camera.
Right, but
so
then...
So it's like, did you really ever appreciate the moment?
Yeah, you appreciate the moment. It only takes a second to take a picture. I mean,
yeah, but you're so worried about showing everyone the picture you took. Yeah, it's distracting.
Scott. I don't know how you do sunsets, but we do sunsets like...
When you say we, what are we talking about?
Me, my wife.
Oh, yeah, she's there. Okay.
Well, this weekend she wasn't. No. But when we do sunsets, we sit there and just take it all in. Like, I even invited some of my friends who are up at the where we have our camper. And I texted them. I'm like, hey, I got 2 tickets to sunset, free of charge tonight only. Right? You know, just to invite my 2 friends over.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're bringing tons of people. I'm like, oh, then the tickets from there on in are $5 each. And we literally, I look up online to see exactly what time the sun is setting.
Yeah.
And we prepare for it. It's like an event. It's like watching the eclipse.
You know, when we go to Florida for vacation, it's the same kind of deal, right? Watch the sunset by the water. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And you're doing this up at the lake.
Yeah.
It gives you another layer of beauty.
Yeah.
So we're there and it's fascinating how they can get it to this down to the second of when the sun is going to set. But could you do that every night? Like, I'm like, okay.
Every day?
I mean, it's pretty. And then how long do you stay? Okay, it's set.
Well, that's another thing.
Like, it's like the fireworks. Like, fireworks are amazing. The idea of a firework show is amazing, but then you see the fireworks. Sometimes it goes on a little too long.
Too long?
We do.
Fireworks are never too long.
Hot take. Fireworks should just start with the grand finale and end there.
Oh my God.
The whole build up, lead up, I think we can do away with. Sometimes they're too long.
There's not one person on this earth have ever said the fireworks show is too long.
You
cannot. You're not that. You're an alien. You have to be. You have to be from another planet.
There's other people who would...
Where explosions are like normal or something.
It's like, okay, maybe as we get closer to the 4th of July, we'll bring this back up on the show.
Those 2 days that we're working together in July.
Yes. Oh, good. We already got the show planned.
There you go. Have a nice day.
98.9 The Buzz.
You got 98.9 The Buzz. You got Spisano and Sandy. And we are honored to have James Whitaker, who's going to help us win the day.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, James, I was telling Scotty that you interviewed Dr. John DeMartini on your podcast.
Yeah.
And Scott's face freaking lit up.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to the video that I have in book, The Secret. He was in that. He was all part of that.
He was. That 2006 film and book, The Secret, that absolutely blew up. You know, that really inspired me at a time when I really needed it. He was an incredible guy, and the opportunity to be able to sit down with him in the studio was pretty surreal.
That's cool.
Now wait a minute. Just before you get to your aha moment, biggest takeaway from that interview. The other day we were talking about the celebrities that we like love and adore, and then the minute we meet them, it's kind of like a letdown. We wish we didn't meet them in person. For you, Dr. DeMartini, what was he really like?
He was great. So okay. He's a bit quirky. So let me talk about this very carefully.
He's got great hair. He's got great hair. He's got great hair.
Let me talk about this carefully. Uh-oh. Okay.
Great hair. Uh-huh. No, it's so John lives on this boat called the World that travels around the world. So wherever they want to go, I think there's a couple of hundred people, very wealthy people that live on this boat. So if they say, we want to go to Cancun tomorrow, they go to Cancun. If they want to go to New York after that, that's just what they do. So
nice.
It's really cool. So when he was coming to California, we were able to make it happen.
He just manifests wealth all over the place.
He does. He's got a lifetime of putting what he learned or what he teaches into action. And something that really happened for John that I thought was really powerful. His wife had passed away. They'd been married for a long time. He married this beautiful Australian woman. And when she passed, it forced him to put all of the things that he had learned about grief and processing grief into action. And probably the biggest takeaway that I got from that interview is that there are no negative events. There are just events. It's the attitude that we take to what has happened that makes all of the difference. And a lot of people think, well, look, there's a lot of really difficult, really bad things out there that happen to people. And yes, of course there is. And they're unexplainable. But if you view it through the lens of this is a really tragic thing, all of these things could happen all the time, there is no good from this, then eventually it's going to be corrosive and let it destroy you. So clearly that's not a good outcome. So there must be something else. So what John talks about, and really his life's work, is about helping people find the good, asking yourself the right questions like, how is what's happening to me helping me to fulfill what's most important in my life? How is what's happening to me helping me to fulfill what's most important in my life? Little things like that make such a big difference, because oftentimes that when something bad happens, it can create space for something even more meaningful to have happen. So when we look at something as a problem, it's not really a problem. It's just how we viewed it in the present. It's only a little bit further down the line, whether it's a couple of days or a couple of years, that we can see that event for what it was, something that was put on our path to help us live a more positive and purpose-driven life.
Yeah, and how many times have we always said, oh, yeah, da, 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 but then, and you always end up finishing that narrative for someone when you're telling them the story, right? It always ends up being something good.
Don't label it bad luck, bad event.
Exactly. Every bad thing that happens to you, everything, whether it's a relationship breakdown, whether it's losing a job, whether it's an injury, all of these different things, there are so that the list is endless. But you either let it destroy you or you make something good out of it. And that's really what you got to do. If you can make something good out of it, you're going to have an extraordinary life.
So there's no such thing as a good event or bad event. It's just an event.
It's just a thing.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's just a thing.
Harvest the lesson. Harvest the good in every single thing that happens. And someone who's really good about this as well is a guy called Dr. Viktor Frankl, who wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. Mm-hmm. It's an absolutely incredible book. If anyone out there has read that, really, really powerful, talking about how much control we actually have over our mind to create the circumstances we want.
All right, now let's talk about, did you wow Dr. DeMartini? Are you invited on this boat, James? Where are we going?
I haven't yet received my invite.
Right. Come on!
Right.
I haven't checked my mail for a while. I don't even like checking my email. So I'm sure there is a gold-plated ticket in there for the boat waiting for me in my mailbox.
There's
I just need to go
be.
And get it.
There's got to be. You always make a good first impression. There's got to be.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for you to be like, we're besties. We're going to Australia. Visit my mom.
Let's go. We're going to reshoot The Secret. Let's do it. I'll do it together.
It'll save me a lot of money on airfares traveling by plane to Australia.
Yeah.
We know how much you love flying. All right. James Whitaker, host of the Win the Day podcast. You can search out wherever you listen to podcasts, Win the Day. He's on with us every week. So if you want to jump on the air with us, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. If you want to reach out to James directly and ask for advice or just say hi, get in his social circle, you can follow him at James Witt, and he always responds to everybody.
Till next week, my friend. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right. Of all the weird things that could happen to somebody, I've never heard of this happening to anyone. It was so bizarre. And it's 98.9 The Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy. And it happened to Sandy on Friday morning.
It truly was weird. I
was like, how?
I'm going to dangle the question out there first. If somebody to right now, take your jacket, what would they find in it? Because that's what happened on Friday. So Scotty and I do a TV hit with our friends at 13 Wham. So we are on Fox Rochester.
Yeah, after, like 9:30 to 10 on Fridays, right?
Immediately after the show, we jet over and we do the segment. And, you know, they have like every TV station, they have like a little mini green room, whatever, that you kind of, you know, put your jacket on the coat rack.
The guests stage there until they get called into the studio and they just rotate, you know, just in and out and in and
out. So on Friday, it was kind of like an iffy day. It was kind of rainy, dreary, yucky. And I almost left the house without a jacket, but I went back in the house to grab a jacket because I'm like, oh, I'm not dealing with this. Mm-hmm. I needed a hooded jacket. Okay, so fantastic. So after our segment, Scott and I go, we're going to say goodbye. We're saying our goodbyes. And everybody shuts down. We close out the show. So they shut down and they're ready to go home.
Like 10:01 by the first minute after 10 o'clock, lights are off. Stage is moved. All everything's packed away. They're like, we're out of here.
We're still mingling, talking, saying our goodbyes. They're lifting us up, picking us up and moving us out of the studio.
Yeah, they're like, done. We are done. Yeah.
So anyhow, so we're saying goodbye and everyone's walking away. And I'm like, oh, no, where's my jacket? Oh, God, it's not on the coat rack, but there's another jacket, kind of like mine, black, with a hood on the coat rack. I go, oh, no, Scotty, the person before us, she took my jacket thinking it was hers.
And in your jacket was your car keys.
Where are my keys? I was like, wait, what?
And the executive producer, Mike DiGiorgio, he's like, he's on his phone. He's like, "Oh, okay, I'll call her. We gotta have
a
number."
He doesn't have the guest's number. He's like, "I'll have to Facebook message her. Who the hell checks her Facebook message?
Checking Facebook and trying to track her down."
Oh my god, it was so funny. It was like accidental theft. I don't know, but okay. So if that's ever happened to you, where you're like, "Oh crap, this ain't mine," you accidentally walked out with something. 818-2899. But luckily, the most embarrassing part of it is. I was thinking, like, what's in my jacket? What is in my jacket? This is the jacket. It's just like a sporty jacket. It's not a jacket I would ever wear to work or to a business meeting. It's just the jacket I wear when I go for a walk with Walter, my dog.
All right.
So in my pockets are crumpled up tissues in one pocket. Uh-huh. And they're clean. I know they're clean, but if you reached your hand in, you wouldn't think they were clean because they've been in there for so long.
You're that lady.
There in the other pocket, there's a bunch of poop bags.
Oh, nice.
And my keys.
Empty, I would hope, the poop bags.
Yes, roll of poop bags. And I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. The woman's probably digging through the pockets like, what the hell? Ew, dirty tissues and poop bags.
Put your hand in.
Who are you?
How did she not know, like, immediately? Maybe she didn't put the jacket on.
No, she did. She must have just ran out. And so she comes back. I'm sitting at the front. You know, they finally got a hold of her. She checked her Facebook messages. That was shocking because who the hell checks their Facebook messages?
Right.
You were so sweet to drive me home. Thank you, by the way. We almost drove home. But
yeah,
I
was just driving Sandy home and we got the phone call saying,
we got her
to come back.
Which your coworkers at work do that for you? Scotty, like, I totally messed up your day.
I was going to leave you stranded there. And you couldn't get a hold of your husband. You couldn't get a hold of your daughter. It was wild.
I told my kid, I'm like, where were you? I was calling you. It looked like my family doesn't love me in front of everybody. And she goes, why didn't you just Uber? I go, I'll tell you. Honestly, my mind didn't go there. I did not think Uber.
That was the first thing I thought of, too.
I did not.
And that's why I'm like, well, I guess I'll drop you home.
I was going to bum a ride with a complete stranger at 13. If it wasn't for you, step it up. I was like, I was going to walk home. Like, I did not think Uber. But anyhow.
That's funny.
The woman comes back finally. And she goes, oh, my God, I am so sorry. I didn't put on my jacket. And then when I reached in, I'm like, oh, yeah, you reached in and you discovered a lot of little treasures.
Uh-huh.
She was like, wow, whose are these keys? Like, I haven't worn this jacket in a while. Maybe it's one of the kids. Like, she thought still is was,
it was her jacket.
Jacket. She was at a wake. She left the wake.
Her poor Uncle Edgar's laying there. Hey, sorry, I'll be right back.
She goes, I was out of wake. I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh, I pulled you out of a wake?
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, how long did she sit there humming and hawing if she should get... I mean, that's awkward.
Well, you know, any wake, that you know, if it's a big one, you know, a lot of times you'll go to a wake and there's a line. Maybe that was why she was checking her Facebook messages while she was waiting in line.
Oh, maybe.
To pay her respects. And all of it. So, thanks for Uncle Edgar.
I know.
She
but also, when you
looked at it.
When you, you know, you try to go to the wake early because you don't want to be at the back of the line. So once you get your good spot in the line, like she's like, oh man, should I get out of line?
Can you imagine?
Just to help this complete stranger who has poop bags in her jacket, or should I just?
I got nothing fun in my jacket. I've got a lens cleaner for my glasses.
That's it?
And a poop. And I actually have a roll of poop bags in one of my jackets.
Ah, see?
Yeah.
Everybody has the
dog.
Jacket.
Yeah. Anybody got a dog, get the poop bag.
Everybody has a roll of poop bags in their jacket. That's all you have. I'm disappointed.
Oh,
in
by
your
the way,
pockets.
here's a little tip. Amazon has a great sale on poop bags. You can buy them in bulk.
Oh, thank
just
you.
Just to let you know, very cheap. Well, everything's
right.
Good.
Yeah, I got my car. I was able to go home.
It's the ghosts
coming. It probably is.
Yes.
Weird freaking things are happening because this ghost is following me.
Spazzano and Sandy.
It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spazzano and Sandy, Scott Spazzano, Sandy Waters. Hello, Monday. And hello, Sandy. You know how I always say that we here at Rochester is very unique? We're like the Kevin Bacon of the world. Everything always spins somewhere
always.
Around us, right? The 7 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Well, here we are again. And we got special guests in the studio this morning. Someone who was, actually, your dad was a good friend of the radio station for years with a music shop that he used to own. This is John Dreto Jr., and you are huge right now, dude. Congratulations. I really appreciate that. Here, now your mic's on. How are you?
All right. Thank you so much. I'm so stoked to be here. It's a humbling experience. I've loved 98.9 The Buzz for decades at this point, you know?
I know, right? Yeah, and it's weird because, again, like solar systems revolve, you know my son Scotty.
Yes, sir.
And now you are a guitar legend with most of the best in the industry right now.
I have been very, very fortunate to hop on tour with Chaka Khan, legendary Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Isn't that awesome, Sandy?
Now, wait, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay, Scotty already called you a legend at 27.
No,
that's pretty legit.
No, if you've seen any of John's work, I just can't even describe it, man. You've got the gene.
Now your dad, like you've always been around music, right?
True.
Your dad owned the music shop. What, like, did you start when you were what?
So I started
2 years old?
Not quite. So I started playing guitar when I was about 6 or 7 years old. And my father actually sold the music stores in 2000. So I was only 2 years old.
Right,
so
right.
There's a disconnect there. There's a time where he was actually just buying and selling instruments online. He was still connected with the music scene.
Mm-hmm.
However, I just took a liking to the look of a guitar, the idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he brought me home a little mini Fender Squire Strat, and the next day I'm at the end of my driveway strumming the guitar, and I made almost $5 that day.
I love this.
I cleaned house, man.
Yeah, you did.
So it was all in you. It wasn't dad pushing or dad kind of like nudging you to get into it.
I'll be honest. At first, I hated it. Here's why. It's like trying to write a book in a language that you don't understand yet.
Mm-mm.
It's very hard to improvise on an instrument and say something meaningful when you can't put words and sentences together.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to go through learning, you know, your scales and you know, syncing up your hands before you can actually say something worthwhile.
Right. And, you know,
that was very well put.
Just to learn an instrument on purpose. Right. Sometimes it's like you fell into the love for it. Right.
Oh, sure.
But when you play an instrument, you want to be great immediately.
It's
right.
So
you want to go in and just jam. And it's frustrating because you got to do the work to get there.
And that's one thing that my father was so good at is he kept my practice structured. He always makes sure that I had structure to grow off of. It's like a vine plant, right?
Mm.
They'll grow as long as possible, but they need structure to cling on to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he would help me If I was having trouble with something, he played keyboards when he was young, you know, so he understands music, he understands rhythm and harmony. Really, he actually has a great ear for harmony. So it was really paramount early on in my career to have that support system readily available. Yeah.
Did you bring your guitar today?
I did,
you
yeah.
You got it open?
No, can we crack
Francis,
the guitar
can you,
open?
Can you I just want you to, I know you're going to be touring around the building and stuff. I don't take too much time. But
how did you go from that, the story you just told, to all of a sudden getting such a huge following, to all of a sudden opening up for Chaka Khan?
Yeah, how's this?
Right, so here's how it went. I started playing guitar for the reason of I wanted to play live. Mm-hmm. I wanted, that's the juice. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
So it's very hard, though, because everybody plays guitar now. Mm-hmm. And everybody's good. Mm-hmm. So how do you set yourself apart? My dad always said that when I was young. I also realized that I needed to add value to my name, and I needed to own my own audience, because mm-hmm. a guitar player is disposable, right?
Oh.
If you go and see your favorite artist live, chances are you don't know who the guitar player is.
Unless you're John Mayer.
Exactly, right?
Right, yes, right. Right,
unless you're unreplaceable.
Right.
Irreplaceable, right? So if you can add value to your name and gain your own following, now you have two things going for you. Mm-hmm. One, mm-hmm. you can now start to supplement your income from different brands or views, mm-hmm. and that allows you to be able to spend the money on the music, on the travel, on the production,
right,
the videos
right.
and everything. And it also now puts you in a position where other artists will try and gain access to that, right?
So it snowballs.
Exactly.
How many followers do you have on different platforms together?
13 to 14 million now.
Hello.
Right? we tell our kids you're not judged by the numbers, but...
Yes, you are.
Well,
you
know, John Dretto.
I'll tell you a sobering reality that I was faced. I've got a guitar here.
Yep.
I've got a little guitar here going mm-hmm. on.
Yep.
But I'll tell you a sober reality that I was faced with when I was younger. So I had chops on mm-hmm. the guitar when I was about 15 or 16, but I wasn't a good musician yet, right? Those are completely different things.
Mm.
Knowing how to play and knowing what to play are completely different.
Okay, right.
So
you can roll with your own little things. You could do riffs and stuff, but you got to have to be able to put it all together.
Exactly. Yeah,
right,
so I went to a meeting in Nashville when I was 15 or 16, and this management company had said, you know, I went there and I knew I wanted to play the blues, right? Mm-hmm. And that was my thing back then. And they had said to me, okay, how many followers do you have? And I go, I think 800 to 1,200 mm-hmm. is mostly my friends and stuff.
Right.
And they go, okay, great. The conversation starts at a million. Come back then.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
It is about numbers. It is about numbers.
Yeah, but I hate that. I hate how it's about numbers, because you know how some people manipulate the numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, yours are truly genuine because you have the talent. But I don't know.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm saying that out of jealousy because I ain't got those numbers. But anyhow, we wish you so much luck. We're so proud.
Yeah,
I mean, Rochester grown. You are just, that's so amazing. Absolutely
you've
amazing.
You've got a new song that's dropping, right?
Yes, sir.
It's called what?
MFK.
Figure that one out. I'm going to play just a little bit of it here just to start walk you into it. How'd this song come about?
Oh my gosh. We all draw upon past experiences. We all draw upon the voices in our heads.
Uh-huh.
And this is an amalgamation of my experiences, my co-writer's experiences,
uh-huh.
and all these voices in my head around relationships.
Nice. Are you the one or just my next mistake? Is this a clean version?
Yes, clean version.
Thank you. You're so damn real and say you act so
That's
fake.
Funny.
You act so fake. Gotta get to the hook.
Cause
here.
Maybe I'm just a little bit delirious. I'm a sucker for the dangerous. Are we meant to be all breaking up? Isn't love or do I hate you? You're like a love letter. Okay. kill you.
Yeah, love this, love this. John Dreddle, thanks, man. So cool of you to come in. I ran out of time to put some licks down, but I really appreciate it. Best of luck to you, man.
Thank you so much, Scott and Sandy. Yeah. It was an honor to be here, and more power to you, man. Thank you so much.
I'll tell Scotty you said hi.
All right.
All right, man. See you soon, right? All right, so see him on tour with Chaka Khan. Pick up this new song wherever you get your music, which is everywhere these days.
Yeah.
Sandy, all right, you ready?
Yeah, we're ready for Jerker Justified coming up. When you go in for the hug and you leave your mark behind. Some
wait.
Women know exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, it's all coming up here on 98.9 Buzz.
Making Rochester mornings more fun since 1999. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
All right, it's those moments in life where you feel immense guilt. Like, you think to yourself as you walk away from it, and you're like, wow, I probably should have done that differently. Yeah, those moments are what we judge here in Jerk or Justified.
Yes, and we develop the moral compass. Which way do we go? And it happened to you. This is hilarious. This is hilarious.
I still feel, Scotty, I'm honest. I still feel so guilty. I didn't anything.
Are you positive you caused this?
No,
okay,
I'm not.
Then you can't
I wouldn't
feel
put my
guilty.
Life on it.
All right, don't feel guilty.
And I probably am not positive because I don't want it to be true. I don't want to be the person who left their mark. So we were at, over the weekend, old college professor Warren Kozareski, Koz, he has influenced so many people in this industry.
Yeah.
It's amazing. He's well known. If you are in the broadcast field, you know Koz. Well, anyhow,
he's a retirement roast kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. He was retiring. So we were all getting together, and it was wild to see some people I haven't seen since college. It was just awesome. So I'm going in for a hug, you know, everybody. You hug everybody. Everybody's hugging. Oh,
oh
my
hey,
gosh.
Good to see you again. Yay.
And, you know, sometimes you fake it. Like, you look great. And they looked, they did not age well. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Then I go in for a hug with this one guy.
Was it Koz?
No, it wasn't Koz. It was a guy who's going to, well, I don't even know. Whatever. If he's listening, he's going to He's going to be the replacement of Koz.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, congratulations. Give him a big hug. Mm-hmm. And then we're talking. And before I walk away, I notice on his shoulder a makeup mark. And then I thought, oh, crap.
Was he wearing like a suit coat or something?
It was on his shirt.
Oh,
his button-down shirt. And I go, oh, no. Was that me or was it another woman? Because we all wear makeup and we are a little self-conscious when we go in for a hug. You can't touch your face to the person's shoulder because you know chances are you might leave a mark.
A smudge.
So I'm like, oh, God. And there's nothing you can do with makeup. It's not like you can just rub it off.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Sometimes makeup, it's like, okay.
Yeah, it's wax.
And then I'm like, yeah, should I say? No, I'm not saying anything.
You didn't say anything?
The entire night, I kept looking over at his shoulder. I'm like, no, should I say something now? No. He even had to go up on stage as I will replace, and he had to do his little roast for Koz.
So was it really noticeable? Was it really noticeable?
It was a pretty big mark on his shoulder. Not that he know. Like, how often do you look at your own shoulder, right? He had no idea.
Yeah,
somebody needed to tell him.
Yeah.
So I just didn't tell him in fear of that I caused that makeup mark.
All right. So Jerker Justified, 818-2899, Sandy's story. You may have done the same thing to not say anything.
Right. This is what I personally, and I'm hoping other women feel this too, but it could just be me.
What?
I struggle with, I love big, tight hugs.
Uh-huh.
I'm a tight hugger, no matter who you are. But I also wear makeup, and I would love to be one of those naturally beautiful women who don't have to. But I have to, otherwise I will scare children.
Well, you also are like 5 feet tall, so like when you do a quick, you leave a mark.
I'm constantly always like cheek up, pressed up against someone's shoulder or chest. I mean, that's how I hug.
Good morning, The Buzz. Turn your radio down. Hello.
Good morning, Scotty. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. Good. So that's definitely a jerk move.
Yeah.
You know, not only that, Sandy, I love you, but this guy goes home to a significant other and
they didn't even think of that. I did not even think of that.
Where did Where'd you get that? Who you been hugging?
No.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
That's a hard one to explain.
Okay.
But you know what? The problem is, if I tell him, hey, you have makeup on your shoulder, there's nothing really he can do. What's he going to... I mean,
but
if he had it...
At least he has somewhat of an answer.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay.
So, hey, your first call through, James Taylor and his all-star band at CMAC coming up on the 29th of June. Congratulations.
Really? Thank
you. Really. Hold the line. All right, I'll get your info. Right. Stay right there.
Right. How cool is that?
Here. Hi, the boss. Good morning. Jerker justified to not say anything if you may have or may not have possibly smudged somebody.
Justified.
Justified to not say anything.
I think women are going to say justified.
You know what?
Have you ever left a mark?
I've left a mark. I haven't done anything. I just hope that whoever the next person he hugs thinks they did it.
All right.
That's what I was thinking the entire time. I'm like, that can't be me. Was it me?
It's untraceable. You know what? I'm going to put my tally under justified also.
Are?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to say that. Why?
You know what? Every time I come home from an event, there's a smudge mark on my shoulder because I'm a hugger too. And I don't know who did it. And you know, you can't do a thing about it.
I wonder how many women realized and knew that they left you, like, left a smudge mark on you.
Left a smudge on me.
Has anyone ever said, oh, my God, Scott, I am so sorry I smudged you?
No.
Oh, see? Oh, my God, so this is a... There's a lot of us women out there who do this.
Oh, man. 818-289.
You hug and run.
Right, exactly. Hug and run. I love you. Thanks, babe.
I know. Once I notice that, too. Thank you, honey. Once I notice his smudge mark, I'm like, okay, I got to quickly end this conversation so he can move on and hug someone else.
Exactly. Oh, look who's here. Look at this so-and-so. Good morning, the boss. Hello, Jerker Justified.
Good morning.
Hello.
I think it's a jerk move.
Oh, jerk move, huh?
You know,
to not say anything?
You never side with me. You never do.
I'm the type of person that, like, no matter what, if somebody has something in their teeth, I have to tell them.
Whether you know them or not.
Yes.
But what if it's something they can't control? Like, there is nothing this guy was going to be able to do to get that makeup stain out. And if he tried to go in the bathroom and wash it out, now he has a wet shoulder. What's worse, a wet shoulder or a smudge?
I mean, I'd still apologize. I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I just got your shirt dirty.
I'm not owning that. I wasn't sure.
You weren't sure if it was.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What if you're not sure if you did it or not?
Then just own it anyways.
Oh, pick it up and own that. Okay, so it is, you call it a jerk move, not say anything.
This is like, and we're tied right now, so the next call will decide this. But this is like when you're in the store and you topple over something at, you know, the display case and it all comes crashing down or you... Or you break a bottle of something. Do you own up to it, or do you just walk away and pretend?
Oh, no, you own up to it.
You do?
Oh, yeah, you own up to it, yeah.
It depends on how busy you are, I thought you were going to say.
You know that every corner of that grocery store is being watched by security. They know you did it. So you got to say, oops, sorry.
Well, then they, okay.
Good morning, and the buzz.
It's a whole other trial then.
All right, is this a tiebreaker? It is, right? Okay. Hi, who's this?
Donna Graggio.
Oh, Donna Graggio. Hey, Donna. Donna, you've got the you got the tiebreaker to not say anything.
I can't.
What?
I can't tiebreak because I was going to say it depends on the material.
There's no depends. There's no depends with these senior citizens.
If it's leather, you can say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I wipe it off. But if it's like a cotton dress shirt, dress shirt, you got to walk away. So I can't break your...
So justified. No, justified is the answer.
Justified is the answer to not say anything?
All right, there you go.
All right.
There you go.
Justified it is.
There you go.
Justified.
Which is the answer Sandy wanted to have?
Yeah, it is. That's why.
Justified. 98.9.
Good deal.
Donna Garagio, how many pounds of makeup do you wear? Are you with me and you wear pounds or no?
I wouldn't say, well, I would hope not pounds, but yeah, a little. I mean, I'm guilty of doing it once or twice.
Sandy lives in the extreme world. Everything's extreme. Pounds.
She's so natural. She's a natural.
No,
natural
I'm not.
Beauty.
This was seeing my college friends that I haven't seen forever. I had to cake it on and make sure I looked young, as young as the makeup would make me look.
Here we go.
Thank you. Love you.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye. Hi, The Buzz. What's going on?
Hi. So I heard them ask for people to call in about these food trucks.
Yeah, yes. like the 20 steaks for 49 or something like that. The big sign on them. That they park them on a corner somewhere. What's up with that?
Yeah. Huge ripoff. It's not complicated. Think about it. Any grocery store, any meat market, any ad you see for meat, steaks, anything, they always say price per pound.
Right.
Okay? These trucks, they don't say price per pound. They say X number of steaks for X number of dollars. So you think it's going to be a decent-sized average steak.
Right.
No. I actually checked it out one time. They're tiny, teeny, weeny.
Oh, my God. Almost genius. You almost have
almost
to.
Almost genius, yes.
Yeah. Right. A pea-sized steak for $20.
Were they like medallion size, like a golf ball?
Yeah.
Like,
show me a ribeye steak. They're in these little vacuum packs that are paper thin. Of course they don't say anywhere on the package what the price per pound is because it's ridiculous.
Well, and the thing is, I mean, what's the word for it? You know, everybody's got to try to make a buck and you can always walk away, right?
Right, when you see exactly. These joints.
Okay.
You know, good for them for trying. It's just sad that people fall for it and don't look at the price per pound.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was thinking that.
Like you pulled over and almost fell for it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my two cents.
Thank you.
Love it.
Okay. Hi, The Buzz. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Tell me about the meat. These meat trucks. 20 for 39 or 49. Something's got to be there going on there, right?
Yeah, no. So, like I said, so they were doing like the 20 for $49. So we were just like, oh, let's check it out. You know, it can't be, you know, worst comes to worst, you're out $50, whatever.
Right.
So, first of all, they are paper
thin. It's okay.
And they are very, very small portions, like small child portion size ribeye. And then when you get there and you tell them, like, yeah, I'm looking for the deal, you know, like that you got on the side of the truck, they're like, yep, no problem. And then they bring out this box and then they start haggling. And it's like, all right, tell you what, I'm going to give you this box. Because I like you, $600.
Oh, I hate the guy. Because I like you, guy.
$600. Wow.
And it's like, is there like $500 in the box plus the meat? Like,
yeah,
I don't understand.
Oh, and my gosh.
Yeah. So then they just start working their way down. I'll tell you what. Here's what I'll do for you. I'll give you this. I'll even include this, and I'll drop it down to $475.
Oh my God.
You know, it amazes me because we all know, and not just this story specifically, there are those, hey, I like you kind of guys, sales guys.
Yeah, right.
Don't you know that you're being slimy? Like, does it feel good when you say it? Like, do you think you're doing a good job? Are you patting yourself on the back? That's so.
Yeah.
How about the guy who they have? And I don't know if you saw this too, Scotty, or if this happened with you, but there's a grown man by my neck of the woods holding up a sign trying to grab attention from the street. And I'm like, that poor grown man, he does not want to be doing that.
For the meat guys?
Yes, he's holding up a sign. Hey, you know, like by the street, kind of grabbing attention.
Was he the twirler? Or did he do the twirl? Was he the twirler sign guy?
He looked so miserable and defeated. He looked like these... I lost a bet.
I lost a bet.
He just had one of their steaks.
Stop. Okay. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Goodbye. Anyway, I wonder if that's... so you learn that carnival kind of barter thing, negotiation thing.
Mm.
I'm almost thinking that's kind of a benefit. The haggle, the art of the haggling, you know, because you're going to make money, right? So you're buying these steaks for X amount of dollars or whatever the frozen meat.
Mm.
You know, you got to make this much on it, right?
Yeah, but it feels slimy to haggle. You know who's really good at haggling in the barter and not paying full price? Italians.
Oh, yeah.
Old school Italians. Back in, you know, when we go visit Italy, my mother would, in our little village that we would go, I would go shopping in one of the stores and I would walk out. And she's like, did you pay full price? I go, yeah. She goes, no, that's not how you do it here.
I know. Isn't that weird?
You have to go in and you have to negotiate. I go, well, you do? She's like, yeah. I don't know if that, like, has died out now because the new generation, they don't negotiate. They just pay full price.
No. It's not just Italians. The Jewish culture. And I have Indian friends who claim to be the best negotiators. They are tough.
Is it still a thing?
I think it's an anomaly that Americans aren't used to doing. We don't haggle. We don't really that much.
But the younger
generation,
a lot of other
cultures and all the nationalities do.
I don't know if that's dying out though, because a lot of the, like, when I would go to a flea market in town with my younger daughter, you know, this girl, she's young. Okay, whatever. I think we talked about this on the air. She was selling a T-shirt for like $30. Now I know she got this T-shirt at like Goodwill or something for $2.
Right.
She's selling it for $36 or some ridiculous amount of money, and I'm like, we're not paying full price. Can you bring it down? And the girl looked me dead straight in the face and said, no. I go,
there you go.
Do you know how this works? This is kind of like a garage sale. What do you mean, no? And my daughter was humiliated. She's like, Mom, that's not how we do it. That might be your generation.
Oh, that's funny.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
I've decided not to listen to anybody anymore.
Okay.
I'm 98.9 The Buzz.
When did you ever listen to anybody? Let's be honest.
No, because people get in your head. You know, this is that, this and that. You're going to love it. You're going to hate this. Well, Ellie's dance recital was Saturday, and it was the most amazing, wonderful, perfect experience. All you guys are telling me how it's good.
Yeah, because
be
you didn't really experience. Now, hold on a second. I'm going to correct you because there's a lot of people who called into the show and nobody said they hate their kids on stage. Like, everybody loves to see their kid on stage.
No,
you
that's
didn't
not it.
Experience the full dance recital. You got to leave after an hour. It typically usually lasts the entire day.
It did.
Yeah, but you left. You were able to leave after an hour.
No, because she was done dancing and there were 4 shows. And so, man.
Yeah, see, that's typically not how it is, though.
I want to give it up. I want to give it up to DK Dance, who did such an amazing job, by the way. They're a great dance organization and
you just wait until they get older. And you will be there all 4 shows.
I don't think these kids are going to dance in all 4 shows.
Okay, that's fine.
It was so great. The little ones and then the grown-up ones, the seniors, you know, that are graduating and all that kind of, man, there are some talented kids out there.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
Sandy, there was like 60 kids in this one group, right? In this show. There were just in Ellie's group. There were 5 dressing rooms with like 60 kids in them each.
Isn't it amazing
logistically,
how
they pulled it off like a clockwork? It was amazing.
It is incredible and so like just amazing. I don't want to keep saying the word amazing, but it truly is. These dance instructors, how they can teach these girls, especially at the age that Ellie is, these group of girls to be in sync with each other and just... I don't know. You're right. There's a lot of moving parts here, and they do such a spectacular job.
Yes. So big up to them. I laughed. I cried. And then I cried more. Actually, I had seen her actual So I don't know if this is normal, but like when you take your kid to dance, you never see them, right? They go in the room and they dance, right? And then they come out. And then just like, you know, when they get home from school, how was school today? What'd you do in school?
Nothing.
Right? Show me some of your dance moves.
No.
So I didn't know what to expect. So I went to the Monday rehearsal, which was the class. Then I went to the Friday dress rehearsal at it was at the Performing Arts Center at Nazareth.
Yeah.
Beautiful auditorium. And so I had seen it a couple of times and I cried both times, right? And then
you
I
did?
Saw it. Oh God.
Both
yeah.
times?
I'm videotaping. Tears are coming out both sides of my eyes.
No.
Luckily it was dark. Yeah.
Are you serious?
But even like now this is the first time my wife had seen her. She was a water fountain mess. Like, she had to ask for Kleenexes from her mom.
Stop
it. That was so cool.
You must have been the only... I mean...
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
I'm trying to think, did I cry the very first time? Well, yeah, you do have a lot of pride. Senior year is when really the waterworks, when it's their final, final performance ever.
Oh.
That I can understand. I've seen tears.
Oh, no. We had flowers for her. We had a stuffy for her. It was the whole thing. It was awesome.
You didn't credit the dress rehearsal?
But yes, because it's the first time I'd seen her.
so that was emotional.
That was the first time I saw her dance.
I don't know if my husband cried. I mean, he was proud. You could be proud without crying, can't you?
Well, I'm videotaping it, right? I've got my phone up in front of my face, and I'm watching it.
You're allowed to videotape?
At the dress rehearsals.
Okay.
They're like, no videography and no flash cameras, please.
Yeah, because they don't want you obstructing the view of the person behind you. And they want to sell you the video.
I'll buy it.
Of course you will.
We bought the group photo from a couple weeks ago, too.
Yes. You have to do that. Yep, you have to buy the photo. Absolutely. Do you have to buy the video, though?
Sure. Got to see it. Got to capture it.
Yeah, you capture it with your phone, don't you?
No, you are not allowed to.
Okay.
There were some people doing it. I was shaming them. I was judging them big time.
You were not. Did you out loud shame them?
Well, the lady in front of us, and it was black in that auditorium, right? The lady in front of us, phone's blaring. I'm like, geez. I almost like, excuse me. Didn't you hear what you just said? No, I didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything.
No.
You're too busy crying.
Yes. And they all come on for the finale at the end. They're all take their bows, and they were told to sit down. Everybody sat down, and the woman in charge, DK herself, did the whole thank yous and all that stuff like that. And then they all came out, and everybody got a little trophy. She was so excited. She got a little trophy, for participating in the spring program. She has not let that thing go since Saturday afternoon.
Oh, that's so awesome.
She is finding a space on her shelf. She is showing it to anybody that she can. She's carrying it around. She put it in a baby carriage. She was driving it around the house. That was so funny.
What a sweetheart. That's incredible.
From her point of view, I never had anything like that when I was a kid, But like from her point of view, I think she was really proud of herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. First ever. All right, so anyway. Scotty's bought in.
Scotty's
the crying dance dad, the emotional dance dad.
One of the dance moms, Sarah. One of the dance moms, Sarah, was there. And I didn't get to talk to her a lot during the season, but we saw her there in the dressing room and stuff, getting the kids ready. And she's like, oh, yeah, I did dance my whole life. She goes, she's like, you just wait. And then on the way out, like 300 people, we come out together. I see her. I'm like, hey. She goes, so? I'm like, well, like I kind of say, I said, I laughed, I cried, and I have a feeling this is like the mob. We can never get out. She goes, you are absolutely right.
Welcome to the mob.
Spazano and Sandy. Hey, sun's popped through downtown. Looking good right now, but we might see maybe some thunderstorms developing right later on today. So about 75 degrees, by the way. Go ahead.
Anyone have a slight embarrassing moment at the spa happen? 818-2899 if you want to share. Because I took I think I was telling you on Friday, I think I scored big with the Sweet 16 gift that I gave my daughter, which was an appointment at the spa, the Del Monte.
Yeah.
And
because
actually,
now that she's 16, she can actually go to one.
She can go, right. And she, she's tagged along on those videos that I do where I surprise people with Spa the Del Monte gift cards with every big holiday. And, everybody's face lights up. So now she got to experience it herself.
Yeah.
And I am not kidding you when I say hours after our appointment ended, she was still talking about it.
That's
how amazing it was. She's like, I get it. Why so many people love it when you give them gift cards. Anyhow. Right. Shout out to BuzzFam Trish because she did my facial.
Oh, Trish.
Trish.
Yeah, I know her.
From the BuzzFam.
Trish.
I was so excited when I saw it was her. I was like, yay. Of course, we were talking about her baby the entire time. But anyhow.
Yeah, right.
Kristen and Tiffany took such good care of Lexi. So I appreciate you ladies so much. You just know how to make everybody feel special. But on the way over, Lexi was kind of nervous. She's like, what do I do?
If you've never been to a place like that, like a spa or retreat kind of beautiful place, like you don't know the rules. It's like you walk in, it's like, this is somebody's like gorgeous place. Like, now what do I do? Do I sit here? Do I do it with it? And you can almost like, you feel weird asking, like, what do I do?
Yeah. So I was telling her, she's a kid, right? So I'm like, do I have to take off my bra? I'm like, Lexi, it's just, these are all women. It's classy, tasteful. It's okay. You know what I mean? Like, you're okay. So then she was nervous. I go, listen, this is supposed to be, to them, their goal is just to make you feel the most relaxed and comfortable.
Right.
And they have said to me before that some of the clients will, either fall asleep which that's me. They've seen it all. Like, some people cry because if you hit a certain pressure point, I guess it brings you to tears. So I'm telling them, like, no matter what happens, they have seen it all.
That's right.
If you toot, I'm sure it happens.
Oh, boy. You guys have so plates good. Before you went? Just to...
No, she was okay. fine. She didn't do anything embarrassing. I have
an embarrassing story. I fell asleep. But not only did I fall asleep, it was like face down. You got your face in the hole in the bed.
Yeah.
I snored. I was snoring. I was snoring. Yeah. They're like, wow.
How did you know you were snoring?
They told me.
Oh, they did. This wasn't at the spot that Del Monte, was it?
No, I don't think it was. No,
I don't think they would say. That's embarrassing. Why did they call you out on that?
They didn't like, excuse me, wake up. They didn't do one of those. But when it was time to, they kind of nudged me to wake me up and turn over. I'm like, oh, I sorry, I fell asleep. I think I asked. I'm like, did I snore? They're like, yeah.
They have to lie to you.
Well, that's maybe it didn't get to a place as quality as the spot that I'm at.
Yeah, you can't tell someone you were snoring.
I could see you snoring. It was embarrassing, but it was like a lighthearted, funny thing. It wasn't like mean or anything or insulting by any means. We had a chuckle about it.
And you apologized, I'm sure. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Did you apologize?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anyhow, so I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to them because they made the day special. And anybody looking for a great Sweet 16 idea or a mother-daughter bonding moment,
right?
Perfect place to go, the spot that Del Monte.
Or if you just want to get away from your kids, go by yourself. Well, there's those people too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Like we ask you to do every day around this time, if you see something that's worthy of Jerk or Justify, just go to the free Audacy app, AUDACY, and there's the ability to leave us a voice message.
Yeah.
If you want to leave us a voice message, make sure you include your phone number so we can call you.
Yeah.
So do that. If you miss anything from the show, Spisano and Sandy, listen to the podcast. The Breakfast Buzz is how you can search it out wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you could, you know, just tell one or two friends about it so we look good in front of the company.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
Thank you so much.
And hit that like. You don't have to listen. Just hit play.
Hit that like button and subscribe. I always wanted to say that.
Just make us look good, please.
I always wanted to say that.
We're the forgotten child. Everyone thinks of us in the building. Like, really.
Yeah, like they didn't know we're here sometimes.
It's like, oh, you guys still around? Oh, how about that?
All right, so do that, and we'll come back, so we'll see you. And we've got the commercial-free 98 coming up in just a few minutes. This one goes out to our friend, full-size candy bar, Phil. He gave us a new way to say goodbye. Did you see this?
Mm-mm.
It's a packaging for something, but it says, stay fresh cheese bags. So on that note,
We are not ending with that.
Now you say no, I'm definitely going to do it.
When was full-size candy bar Phil the producer of the show? You are so cheesy.
Exactly. Coming up on the commercial-free 98 on the Buzz.
Making mornings in Rochester slightly less ugh. Yes. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.